This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Congressman Hello. Kevin Cramer will be here momentarily. Daniel, you tell me when he's ready to go. We are doing a talk radio town hall on Wednesday, as we usually do, but an hour earlier than we usually do. We're encouraging, obviously, your calls, questions, and or comments for Congressman Cramer today in the talk radio town hall. Simple. 258-0550, 258-0550, or you can text Todd at 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. All right? So there's the way you contact us, the easiest. You can always email us as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to check in today also on the program next hour with Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Talk a little bit about animal agriculture. I had a conversation yesterday at Spiritwood with the folks from the Dakota Spirit ethanol plant there and a number of legislators there. We really got on a conversation of animal agriculture that, you know, we had before in the past, and we had some ways to solve this that have not happened that, in my mind, should have. But worth talking about what the roadblocks are, what's happening there. And also Rich Noyes from the Media Research Center, they've done an amazing study on the words that are used to describe President Trump. It won't surprise you, I'm sure, but when you see them all together, you get an idea of sort of the agenda and what they're up to there. So all that and more coming up on the program today. Without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you. It's quite a week this week. It's already shaping up halfway through the week, and you can hardly keep up with everything that's going on politically. And equally, some very important news, as you probably know, on the energy front, where Secretary Ryan Zinke has issued a new final rule on the venting and flaring rule that the Obama administration aimed right at the heart of North Dakota's Bakken. And we failed to undo that rule by one vote in the United States Senate, as you might recall. At the last minute, a senator changed her mind and ended up just sticking it to North Dakota. And so we...
Which senator was that?
Well, there were a couple of senators that voted no that should not have, that it originally intended to vote yes. But one of them, of course, was Senator Heitkamp, who was a yes in the morning and became a no when she became the deciding vote to repeal the venting and flaring rule. But that's behind us now. Now we have a new administration that's trying to fix it. Of course, the friends of the left are already suing to get the repeal stayed. It's not even a repeal. It's just a new rule that honors states' rights, that has a better understanding of what it takes to capture and utilize the natural gas in the Bakken and other fields. It's actually, frankly, the new rule will be much better in stopping flaring and venting than the Obama rule was. The Obama rule was designed to stop oil development altogether on federal lands and Indian lands. Anyway, I've been working very closely with Secretary Zinke on this and trying to get it fixed, and we did. He put out a good rule, again, that puts the authority back where it belongs. That's with the states and the EPA, not the Bureau of Land Management. It will be much better for older wells. For example, the new rule would have made it impossible to go after, really economically difficult, if not impossible, to go after some of the new, more depleted wells and whatnot. And so anyway,
I'm glad the Trump administration did what they did. I'm glad, the BLM, rule has now been fixed. And, but boy, oh boy, when was that? When I look at the Congressional Review Act, which is, you know, Congress's way of saying, hey, you rammed through a regulation late in your term, and we don't like this, right? And as you said, failed by one vote. But the space between that and this, how much was lost? How much energy and time and money? And, you know, I mean, I think that's where the real failing is here, just to look at, you know, gosh, with one vote of Senator Heitkamp, none of this pain would have had to have happened. I mean, I'm glad it's fixed, but we can't forget that, can we?
Well, it not only would it not have happened, it could never be returned. That's probably the best part of the Congressional Review Act. When Congress puts its thumbs down to a regulation through the Congressional Review Act, that regulation can never come back again without a full vote of the Congress. It has to pass as a new bill, a new law. No future president can undo what the previous president did. So that's the other problem we have. Even though Secretary Zinke and President Trump are fixing this, and remember, it's been, you know, the state of California, of course, leave it to Hollywood, the Hollywood elites. They have sued now to stop this, and no doubt in a California court, which we know what that is, that's the Ninth District. So it's very likely that that there'll be some stopping of this new rule and a return to the old rule, which is again aimed right at the heart of North Dakota by design, I might add. And so there's still a long way to go, Scott, but at least we were able to get to this point, and now we can have the debate.
If there was ever any doubt about what is at stake in this vote in North Dakota related to your race in your quest to be a U.S. Senator as a Republican from North Dakota versus it being in the remaining in Democratic hands with Heidi Heitkamp, one would just have to watch this. I don't have any words that I can say on the radio to describe the process related to the hearings of Judge Kavanaugh. It's just, I'm still just flabbergasted. I guess that's the word about this business last night. Now, after hearing some concerns from this woman, obviously vague and shadowy and, you know, not knowing all the details, let's get a hearing. Let's let this woman be heard. Let's bend over backwards to make sure we're giving her a full and open airing, derailing this whole agenda and schedule at the 11th hour. To schedule a hearing for Monday, invite this woman in, invite Judge Kavanaugh in, and after 2 days of not answering whether they would accept that offer, they then say, well, no, actually, we want an FBI investigation, and then we'll have a hearing, which is just talk about putting Judge Kavanaugh through the ringer and not backing up your accusations. Donald Trump said this morning that Kavanaugh is not being treated fairly in all of this. Do you agree with that?
Well, not only is he not being treated fairly, the American people are not being treated fairly. So that said, we have this accusation now that's granted that the timing was concerning. It then became suspicious, and now it's downright frightening to see how it's playing out, because clearly if the woman that's making the accusation doesn't know it, she's being played. She's being played by Dianne Feinstein, who said the reason she didn't release the letter or give it to the FBI 3 months ago when she first got it was because the woman had asked her not to to do it. But, of course, Dianne Feinstein had other ideas. She fully intended to do it just very, very late in the game and forced the woman to come out, the alleged victim to come out of hiding, if you will, and be made public. And now she just continues, the Senate leadership, the Democratic senators, continue to play this for the longest possible delay. And by the way, it's very transparent, Scott. I mean, again, we don't know what happened on that day 36 years ago with two teenagers, although it doesn't appear anybody really knows, because the only person that is saying what happened is quite uncertain about the details of it, as we've noticed, understandably, if it actually did happen. But all of that said, the Senate Democrats continue to just use this as a delay tactic, and it's becoming so obvious and so transparent that it's even unfair to the alleged victim, if in fact she is a victim. So it's a pretty big problem for America, because here's Scott. So to your point, or to the president's point, that it's unfair to Judge Kavanaugh. Think of every future Supreme Court nominee, every appellate court nominee, every cabinet nominee, everybody that runs for office. If what they did in high school or didn't do in high school, if all it takes is an accusation at the last moment, who's going to do this? Good people aren't going to do this. Good people aren't going to put themselves forward. if this is what politics has become, and it seems that it has become the tool of the left, is stop at all costs. And by the way, they've said they'd stop it at all costs. That's the other thing. They've signaled up front with their statements, with the riots that they orchestrated. And when I say they, I'm talking about Chuck Schumer and his friends and his Democratic friends in the Senate orchestrated during the hearings themselves, paying people cash to do things to get themselves arrested on TV. I mean, this is not what the founders had in mind. And the founders were pretty rebellious, to say the least, but they certainly didn't intend for this.
Your colleague Liz Cheney says if Ford is unwilling to appear, the Judiciary Committee should vote tomorrow as originally planned on the nomination. Is she right?
Well, I don't know how you could do that because the hearing has been called for Monday. So I think you have to give her until Monday to show up at the hearing. If she doesn't show up at the hearing, then I think you do have to move forward.
All right, short break, back with more. John in Minot has a question. We have a question about soybean prices via text and a few others as well. Fred and Wing has a question. So a lot. Let's get going. 258-0550, those when we return.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Hi, it's Scott Hennen here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MBI Energy today. Great place to work, and they are hiring. They're looking. They got a long list of positions that they are hiring for right now. You go to mbienergy.com, you'll find out more about those, and also get an opportunity to apply online, learn about all the benefits, everything they're doing at MBI Energy, and there's a lot there, a lot happening at MBI Energy. So check it out. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, 2018. So this year, a survey, best place to work in the Bakken. How about that? That's an incredible testament there and some great benefits too. MBIEnergy.com. Check them out. One of our fine sponsors. Let me go with the text here first. It got in by a nose ahead of John and Minot. Please have the congressman inform the president that soybeans have hit 10-year lows in the last few days. How much short-term pain are we supposed to endure? Many of us farmers have contracted some of our production at better prices, but the remaining production still needs to be marketed. The overall average price is nowhere close to the cost of production. Thanks for your town halls, Congressman.
Well, we do that on a very regular basis. He keeps track of the price of soybeans, and if he doesn't, we do let him know. Now, the good news, of course, in all of that is that there is an additional $1.65 for every bushel that our growers are growing that they can't sell right away. And so that's part of the mitigation plan. We are strongly urging another round of mitigation funding before the end of this year. Getting pretty good feedback on that, so hopefully there'll be even more support as we head into post fall and closer into the winter. So if this doesn't get solved by then, there'll be at least a decent amount for farmers that will be storing or holding on to whatever they haven't marketed yet. In the meantime, we're continuing to work on even other markets, newer markets, some of them that would go through the Pacific Northwest, others that would not. That creates other challenges, of course, transportation lanes and ports and facilities that are able to take it. But no question, he knows what the price of soybeans are. It's paramount in his mind and in his people's mind, and we continue to pass it along as well. But I appreciate the shout out on it, because it's right now it's one of the highest priorities we have.
I want to piggyback one thing. I talked to a grower yesterday who said there's a lot of griping about the 1 cent a bushel deal in the $12 billion relief package that you helped arrange.
For corn, right, at
a penny a bushel. And he said, really, that's probably appropriate. It sounds kind of funny because it's a penny a bushel, but he said, we're in basically the same position we were last year without any of this trade stuff. So
this particular grower didn't think that was anything
you should have to apologize for.
Well, I'd like to have seen it be a little higher for corn, but I would say this. Remember, the mitigation plan has nothing to do with low prices based on anything other than the trade more. So if there's a lost sale as a result of trade, that's one thing. Corn has not suffered from that. Corn has been in a down cycle for several years, and the prices, I don't know what they are today. I know that soybeans are up a little bit. I think corn is maybe up a penny or something today. But all of that said, the formula for the mitigation plan is directly related to the targets that were hit by China in their retaliation. And so soybeans were the number one target, and to the degree that somebody wishes they got more, I think it probably has more to do with just the down cycle, which is what the Farm Bill, the counter-cyclical programs, or the commodity title of the Farm Bill, is designed to help with. So, yeah, we'd all like a higher price for our corn when it's in a low-price cycle, but corn has not been the direct attack by China that soybeans have been.
John in Minot, go ahead. On what's on your mind?
Yeah, what was this big budget bill that the Senate passed yesterday? I presume the House has already passed it, so I would think it would be up to the president.
Yeah.
I thought the president was going to close the government down if the wall isn't in this budget.
Yeah.
And why did the public not know anything about this big budget bill? At least I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting you bring it up. It's not a budget bill, but it's an appropriations bill. So in North Dakota legislature, those are the same thing. But you're right, it was a big appropriations bill. It's actually been in the first time in about 10 years that we've used regular orders. So in terms of the public knowing about it, this has been the most public action on an appropriations since since before Barack Obama or about when Barack Obama became president. So we've tried to return to regular order. What yesterday's appropriations bill or this week's appropriations bill is, it was the coming together, the reconciled House and Senate versions of the defense appropriations bill and the House, or the labor appropriations bill. So it's the coming together of a couple of bills. The House has not voted on it, John. The House voted on their bill. The Senate voted on their bill. The two committees got together to reconcile the difference in the conference committee. The Senate passed the new bill, but it does not include the wall because it's not that's not the budget. The budget for the wall is Homeland Security. So this one includes the largest pay raise for our military folks in 9 years. It includes a rebuilding of much of our military. It's largely defense focused. So the House, no doubt, I believe, will vote it on it next week. We'll pass it next week, and it'll go to the president's desk, and I would expect he'd sign it.
I think what we ought to do is get some of these bills paid and get them paid down before we ever even consider such a thing as a space force. We owe too much money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Space is sort of the new war zone, unfortunately. But whether or not you can move some money from one part of the military to a space force, I think there's some of that that would go on. We always have to look to reprioritize. The Department of Defense isn't any different than a lot of other bureaucracies, and that is that it seems that you just keep funding the old stuff and adding to it rather than reprioritizing. But, every congressman either has a military installation in their district or a defense contractor that builds things. And, it's, like I said, it's no different bureaucracy than any other bureaucracies other than it's the highest priority of the federal government.
John, thanks for the call. Let me squeeze in Todd in West Fargo here before the break, then Fred, then Joel. You're on deck after that. Go ahead, Todd, West Fargo.
Hey, Scott, thinking about this gal back in high school, you've got just, it strikes me that somebody like a Kavanaugh would have been a class leader way back even in high school, junior high. He'd have been class president or at least on student council. He'd have been involved in probably choir, glee club, debate club, chess club. You know, those type of people just do that kind of thing. They're involved in everything, maybe spring track, all these different activities. She can't pick a date because if she picks a date, he can flip through his yearbook and go, oh, on that weekend I was in a track meet in Bismarck. And she's screwed.
Well, there are lots of holes in the story, obviously. And again, it's 36 years old. If you were to take it at face value and say it's completely true, then you have to put it against one set of circumstances. To not even be certain it's true, that raises other questions. And the fact that there's no one else that even seems to collaborate or corroborate her story.
Quite the opposite. His classmate, yeah, like saying it didn't happen. So anyway, more after this with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Thank you, Todd. Brad, you're next.
On Your Mind Radio.com. Butler Machinery invites you to Field Day. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Day on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the kidnappers of Elizabeth Smart is about to go free. on conditions of release. Here's John Huber, U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah.
You can be assured that Wanda Barzee will be closely monitored.
Wanda Barzee cannot have any contact with witnesses in the case, including Smart and her family, and she must enter a mental health treatment program. Conditions for her release set 8 years ago when she was sentenced for helping her husband kidnap and rape the then 14-year-old Utah girl in 2002. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is demanding an FBI investigation before she agrees to testify at any Senate hearing on the allegations. She claims Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when they were teenagers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trying to make Congressman Kramer jealous at all. I know he loves Norway, like I do, but my wife and I and our daughters, actually, are going to return with the great Carol Juven for, I think, his 176th trip. It's our second. And it's the Land of the Midnight Sun tour. That's where we're going. An exclusive grand tour of western and northern Norway by air, by coach, by train, by boat. And the fjords of western Norway are unbelievable. How do you say this? I always say it's Stavanger, but that's not right. How do you say that one, Kevin, you know?
I think that's right, Stavanger. I don't know.
Is it? I think I'm messing it up. Voss, Bergen, Stalheim, Alta. How about this one? L-O-F-O-T-O-N Islands. That's the what?
That sounds like an acronym that you text to somebody, doesn't it?
It sounds like a federal agency.
Yeah, there you go, an acronym.
Poorly named bill.
The North Cape, it's going to be fun. Norwegian Entertainment, the whole deal. So it's June 14th through June 29th, and I need Carol Juven to come back on and pronounce all those names right. He knows. I think he knows 80 to 90% of the people there. He's been there so many times, he knows them well. If you want to call them, there's a toll-free number from wherever you're at, 800-343-0093. Tell you more about the trip, 800-343-0093, or juventours.com, local Fargo number 701-237-9000. The great Carol Juven. Take good care of us on that trip. Back with more on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Fred in Wing has a question for Congressman Kramer. Hello, Fred. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Scott, and thank you, Congressman, for hearing me today. I'm not feeling very politically correct today, sir.
Uh-oh.
We have...
All right.
Nothing like a statement like that to make a talk show host nervous. Thank you very much, Fred. Yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute. When has Fred ever felt politically correct?
Yeah. Put your hand on the button, Todd.
I got a song maybe you should look up, Todd, but I won't say it. I read a scripture in the Bible. Listened to Scott's show yesterday, thought about what's going on. We've achieved quite a bit, with Mr. Trump. He helped the churches out. We should, the Johnson Amendment, gone.
Yeah.
The things that, and all the other things that he's gone and what you've helped him with, sir. And now, In the Apostle Matthew's time, he wrote this verse, one verse, Matthew 11:12. Get your Bibles out in North Dakota, read Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Sir, if you're not elected, and this Congress turns, I think that that verse is going to become as true as it was in the time of John the Baptist, and we all know what happened to him. And the Apostle Matthew, he decided that he was going to write about it. And I think that the violent take it by force. They're going to have a revenge on this uprising of the Church of Jesus Christ and on the jailed Christian ethic that has been pushed into the forefront and trying to do the will of God and try to follow the Bible. If this Congress does not stay where it's at or get more toward the conservative side, toward the side of where we want it to go, if the violent will try to take things by force, and I'm scared of it. And I'm just hoping that you're going to make it, and I'm hoping that a lot of other congressmen will make it into the House and senators into the Senate.
Well, first of all, thanks, Fred, for that. I would say I have great confidence in the resiliency of our representative republic. And, you know, we survived 8 years of Barack Obama. And while it was a tough 8 years, and while we saw our military depleted and our liberties shrink, and we saw a fast track towards socialism, the people stepped up and said, no, that's not the hope and change we were looking for. And we elected a president who, with a Republican Congress, has done more in less than 2 years than any of his predecessors in recent history, if ever. And now we're living in a rocket ship economy where there are more job openings and there are people looking for work, and we're trying to provide more ways and opportunities for even people to look for work. And we're stronger than ever, and North Korea continues to play some funny games. All the while, they're also making some progress, and Iran's crazy nuclear deal has been undone, and a lot of good things have happened since Donald Trump became president. I think people will reward that this year, and if not, we'll survive it again. Our nation is very resilient.
Fred, always great to hear from you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Joel, who's on the road. By the way, calls welcome. Couple lines open right now. 258-0550 is the number, or text me 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Joel, you go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, thank you, Congressman. I think you missed an opportunity on an advertisement or commercial on TV, especially your opponent seems to be compared to battery acid.
Yeah.
And battery acid is very caustic.
Mm-hmm.
And it eats away at metal. It does a real job on jeans and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. And if it's not contained, it does some very extremely big damage. Oh, there's a good commercial in there that can be used to combat that one, and it's still be used.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
All right. Also, I've got a couple other questions. So, one is, are you going to continue doing these once you get elected as senator?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will do these if I become elected senator. At least as many as I do now, if not more. I think it's even all the more important.
It's amazing. You get asked that a lot, don't you?
I do. I do. And I think, you know what's interesting, and Scotty, about it, is that the contrast between the Senate and the House is really becoming clear in North Dakota. My problem is it doesn't have to be that kind of a contrast. You don't have to not be accessible just because you have a six-year term, even though that's what the Senate has become. The Senate has become a 5 years off, one-year campaign. I mean, look at that, Senator Heitkamp. She suddenly wants to spend the last 2 months having debates when for 5.5 years she avoided every public opportunity you offered her and several others have offered her to be in contact with North Dakotans. And so I continue to do my contact, and I will as a senator. I want to bring that People's House culture to the Senate. But to be fair, there are senators like Chuck Grassley, for example, from Iowa. Chuck Grassley holds a town hall in every county, which he has 99 of them in Iowa, every county, every term. So you don't have to hide out just because you're a senator. You can actually be in regular contact with regular people. Senator Eichendorf likes to have, quote, round-tables. So she invites a few of her friends, and they have a round-table and hope the media covers a friendly discussion.
Well, I was actually at one, Chamber of Commerce in Minot, and when she started the hearing or the roundtable or whatever, she said, we're going to start with the people who were invited, and then those of you who found out about this, we'll get to you later. I mean, it's like we were, you know, some sort of unwashed, you know, those of you that found out, I've got it on tape. That's what she said.
Otherwise known as real people, yeah.
Right, yeah, no, it was unbelievable. And speaking of ads, they have put out, they being the Heitkamp campaign, have put out a press release saying media outlets correct the record on Cramer's desperate and misleading oil export ad. A subheadline says, least effective member of North Dakota congressional delegation has no accomplishments of his own, tries to take credit for Heidi's work on oil exports. By any standard, this is a pretty, I could go on. It's blistering. It's really reckless rhetoric here. What's going on?
Well, let me send to you, Scott, before the show is over. Oh, I don't know, 45 minutes or so worth of discussions that are on video, carried by C-SPAN, of my leadership role in that. Here's the reality. Little secret, media, because I'd love for our media to do exactly what she says. The Senate never voted on lifting the oil export ban. They never did. They never voted on it. The House passed it, standalone bill that I was an original co-sponsor of and led the effort to get Democratic co-sponsors. Do you know that when we passed that bill in the House, Senate never did, by the way, again, it got 62% of the vote in the House of Representatives, large bipartisan success. My main contribution to it was exactly that, getting Democratic co-sponsors. What we did is we put it in the omnibus. Sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
I said, so we put it in an omnibus spending bill after the Senate wouldn't vote on it, couldn't pass it. We put it in the omnibus spending bill at the end of the year. You might remember this because you might recall that even Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation was critical of the spending bill, but appreciated that I was able to get the lifting of the oil export ban on the bill. Barack Obama then argued with our speaker at the time, Paul Ryan. We started it while John Boehner was speaker, ended it with Paul Ryan. He argued with him and said, no, I'll accept a 10-year lifting of the oil export ban. And the speaker said, no, it's all or nothing because nobody's going to invest billions of dollars in pipelines and export infrastructure on a 10-year promise. So it was really Paul Ryan working with the president that got the president to accept it in the omnibus. But the Senate had it forced on him because we passed it by such an overwhelming margin, put it in the omnibus spending bill, and then they didn't have to vote on a standalone bill because they couldn't pass it. So I'm not really sure what she's talking about, but I could provide a lot of historical evidence to that fact.
Well, I just wanted to add one more thing, that the headline of this is that media outlets are correcting the record, when in fact two news organizations, one E&E News, which is a national organization, simply talk about the fact that this is an issue. They're talking about that, you know, that you're talking about it, she's talking about it, okay, which E&E News would, right? They're an energy publication.
Yeah, I know them very well.
And the only other news organization is written by a Democratic, legislator who works for Joel Heitkamp. You know, I mean, this is, you can't make this up.
What's that? I guess that's I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, that's a blog. But, you know, I mean, Andy X Plains or, you know, whatever it is.
Oh,
so
sure.
Tyler Axis is...
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, nobody has. I mean, that's the point. It's just used in Heitkamp press releases. and he works for Joel Heitkamp. Folks, this is... You got to pay attention to the details. Now, it's interesting. I bring this up not because this is big news, because it's what the Heitkamp campaign is focused on right now. And none of the other media are picking these press releases up, so it's pretty odd. All right, back to your calls next. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wednesday Wheels, always a good deal. Get you to lean into the radio a little bit, real close, because you're going to want to know more about this one. Yes, you are. No doubt about that. Our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy, always give us a great deal to tell you about. And today, another one owner, local trade, they're famous for these at Puckledge, 2014 Chevy Silverado Double Cab LTZ package. 36,000 miles, white color, chrome trim, four-wheel drive, extended box, heated leather seats, extra toolbox to boot. One owner, local trade, famous for those. Puckledge, always. So $39.95 is what they had it listed for. If you tell them Scott sent you, more than $1,000 off at $29,678. You can see it at PucklichValleyCity.com, 721 West Main in Valley City. They like to say, you drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich, North Coast home for Chevy. Pucklich.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay. So, and you already found the clip, right, to prove that the previous press release inaccurate.
Yeah.
So we have
it. Yeah, I sent it to you. Yeah.
I'll post it just to show you what's going on here.
There are several clips. I could share with you throughout that entire debate. I was on the floor a lot working on it.
All right, let's see here. Chad and Fargo, you're up for Congressman Kramer. You're next. Go ahead.
Kramer, you're one heck of a congressman. We don't want to lose you.
Thank you.
Isn't that a good sign, basically saying with Heidi Heitkamp? You know what's really sad is that she doesn't go on. She put a farmer on there saying that how the pain and all that stuff. How about the pain that she basically, when voted for the Iran deal, which creamed our oil companies, our oil industry,
right,
took almost a third of our tax revenue off there. Not only the sales tax revenue of North Dakota went in the ground, went in the tank, and everything else that she did. She doesn't mention that. This farmer basically sat there. He was enjoying low diesel fuel prices, which basically was on the back of all the oil revenue we lost.
Yeah.
It's just sad to hear all the fake ads that she attacked you. You are one heck of a congressman. We don't want to lose you in the Senate also.
Yeah. No, you raised some important points, and Scott, actually, I appreciate his drawing the connection between the Iran nuclear deal and the loss of oil opportunity in the global marketplace. In some respects, I think when we passed this, and if you go back and look, it was actually in December of 15. If you go back and look at the speeches that I gave on the floor, and there are probably four or five of them, ranging from, you know, 2 minutes to 30 minutes, talking to my colleagues, one of the compelling cases we made was that the United States would become the stabilizing force in the global marketplace. And of course, I talk a lot about the Yom Kippur War and what led to the crazy embargo in the first place that led to this stopping prohibition on exports. But the Iran nuclear deal ended up being much worse even than we said, and we knew it would be bad when I voted against it, and she voted to support the Obama-Iran nuclear deal. And I think they're up to about 3 million barrels of oil per day that they put into the global marketplace that's lost opportunity. So how you could even possibly make a case while you voted for something as crazy as the Iran nuclear deal that you somehow support the U.S. being energy dominant, it's a clear conflict. So anyway, I appreciate him making that connection because that was a big part of it.
I hear from a lot of folks like Chad that are very frustrated by the ads. Did they frustrate you?
They really don't, Scott, because I think, for example, going back to the battery acid ad, and Fred or whoever it was that brought that up wanted me to use that against her. I didn't need to. The ad itself worked against her. And we know that by research and watching it. And it was a very poor comparison between a human being and battery acid. And I think it frankly, it hurt her in her own biography ad. It wasn't quite as goofy as the 6-year-old laundry ad, but it was pretty goofy.
Well, how about the ones attacking you? I mean, every day I hear from somebody else to say, is it true that Congressman Kramer took money from, internet providers and then took away our service? You know, I mean, the people assume these ads have to be factual.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, I mean, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution is very broad, and it is most protective of two types of speech, political and religious. And so political speech, particularly by federal candidates, especially if it's a PAC that's led by the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, makes broadcasters nervous, and it's difficult for them to not run an ad, even if they know it's untrue. And many of them have, in North Dakota's case, knowing that some of our attacks are untrue. It's very difficult to not run the ad. It's not illegal to not run the ad. They have the right to not run the ad. They can't if it's a candidate themselves. That's the other thing people should know. If the candidate themselves is making the charge, there's nothing the broadcaster can do.
they're required to run their ads pretty much. I mean, it'd have to be something pretty outrageous to not run the ads. So Chad, unfortunately the world we live in.
Chad, thanks for the call. I got a million questions here. I'm not going to be able to get to them specifically, but a lot of folks asking about the pro-life, issue. And, of course, you have your daughters there, and there's a very clear difference in this race. But more proof of that today and an endorsement from the Susan B. Anthony list, one of the premier folks that are out there battling for this issue, right?
That's right. So we have North Dakota Right to Life, National Right to Life, Susan B. Anthony list, Family Research Council, North Dakota Family Alliance. We have endorsement from all of the pro-life group.
All right. Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer, until next week in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir.
Straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.